Plamondon. Despite some backlash that included hateful social media comments and threats, a Plamondon stage show featuring a bilingual Edmonton-based drag queen performer took place last Friday at the Festival Center. The show served as a kickoff to the annual Plamondon Music Festival hosted by a Francophone community radio station. Under the watchful attention of event security members and a police presence, a full house of about 150 people watched as the glittery and ostentatious Lady Tenderflake made her grand entrance onto the stage. The artist behind the makeup, Gil Drapeau, started the adult-only show first breaking into a catchy musical number, before delighting and charming the capacity crowd with a string of side-splitting gags and jests, as well as insightful anecdotes into everyday life. Throughout the evening, the Edmonton-based performer maintained a strong rapport with the audience, continually interacting with fans, and on a few occasions inviting them onto the stage to share the spotlight for outrageous antics, some of which were stridently off-color, but nonetheless designed to evoke laughter and glee from the 18 and over crowd. In keeping with the bilingual theme of the event, Lady Tenderflake, speaking in both official languages, talked candidly about her life, including her entrance into the zany and comical world of being a drag queen. And while the larger-than-life character may have been the main attraction of the show, she was more than happy to share a bit of the evening's limelight with some local drag performers, who competed for the coveted title of Queen of Plamondon. "Being a drag queen is my art and my politics," Drapeau said during the show. "This serves society and pushes ideas surrounding sexuality and gender," she told the crowd. In a final send-off before singing a stirring rendition of Jennifer Holliday's, "And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going," Tenderflake said she was pleasantly surprised to have been given such a warm welcome from the community. "Without a doubt, the evening went off extraordinarily," she said. "I am thankful for all those who supported this show and for being allies of the queer and trans community." Drapeau had been interviewed about the show in the week before the event. He said the backlash was unfortunate, but it wouldn't slow him down. On the Lady Tenderflake social media page, responding to a comment encouraging her to look past the ignorant comments, the performer responded, saying, "I'll be there with wigs on. A fun performance." Negative comments leading up to the event were based on people making an emotional reaction instead of an informed one, said organizers of the show. "People simply didn't read all the information about this event," said Ariane Corneau of Boreal FM. "Many were concerned that children would be attending, but it was always intended for those aged 18 and over." The community radio station sponsored and organized the show with the intention of putting on a fun and inclusive event for everyone, but especially to educate community members about LGBTQ issues. "We knew that this would be good for the community," she said. "There are still so many people who are not that open-minded, but if they don't approve of this show, they don't have to come." In the lead-up to the performance, any localized promotion was halted as social media comments became heated. But that didn't stop people who wanted to see the show from getting tickets. Even without these avenues of promotion, word quickly spread and most of the tickets were sold out in a short period of time, Corneau explained. Alison Roussel, the general manager of the radio station, hopes the show highlighted the importance of inclusivity and respect. "Our goal is to have fun and create a safe space for everyone," she stated. "We don't want any more hate, just for people to get along and be nice to one another." The Tenderflake Show was the opening night of a weekend of music and activities in Plamondon as the community celebrated Francophone Week. Photos and details from Saturday night's musical showcase can be found at www.lakelandtoday.ca. Plamondon is one of six Alberta communities provincially recognized as being officially bilingual.